He gives Dr. Sam a tentative smile. It does no good. There is a sergeant-at-arms standing at the door of the temporary recruitment office in East Hartford High's physical education department, and the medic summons him. "This fellow is 4F, and I'm tired of arguing with him. Perhaps you'd be good enough to escort him off the premises." Now it is Ted's arm, which is gripped and none too gently. "Wait a minute," Ted says. "There's something else, something even more valuable. I don't know if there's a word for it, but..." Before he can continue, the sergeant-at-arms drags him out and hustles him rapidly down the hall, past several gawking boys and girls almost exactly his own age. There is a word, and he'll learn it years later in Blue Heaven. The word is facilitator. And as far as Paul Pimley Prentice is concerned, it makes Ted Stevens Brodigan just about the most valuable Hume in the universe. Not on that day in 1916, though. On that day in 1916, he is dragged briskly down the hallway and deposited on the granite step outside the main doors and told by a man with a foot-thick accent that, "Y'all just want to stay out of here, boy." After some consideration, Ted decides the sergeant-at-arms isn't calling him a snake. Boa, in this context, is most likely Dixie, for boy. For a little while, Ted just stands where he has been left. He's thinking, what does it take to convince you, and how blind can you be? He can't believe what just happened to him. But he has to believe it, because here he is on the outside. And at the end of a 6-mile walk around Hartford, he thinks he understands something else as well. They will never believe. None of them, not ever. They'll refuse to see that a fellow who could read the collective mind of the German High Command might be mildly useful. A fellow who could tell the Allied High Command where the next big German push was going to come. A fellow who could do a thing like that a few times, maybe even just once or twice, might be able to end the war by Christmas. But he won't have the chance because they won't give it to him. And why? It has something to do with the second doctor changing his number when Ted landed on it, and then refusing to write another one down. Because somewhere down deep, they want to fight. And a guy like him would spoil everything.